The Environmental Protection Agency recently released an environmental assessment of a major project, the replacement of a large capacity cesspool on the Big Island that serves thousands of people in the Pahala area. We talked to EPA's Kathleen Johnson of Region 9 about the need to move forward on the project that's been years in the planning and whose federal funding expires in 2 years.
Large capacity cesspools were banned in 2005. And unfortunately, we still continue to find many of them on the island. And these in particular in Na'alehu and Pahala are of note because there were so many residences that were connected to these large capacity cesspools. And let's just be honest, a large capacity cesspool, or LCC as we call them, is basically a hole in the ground. So there is a great potential for untreated sewage to get into groundwater or get into the coastal waters or to come into contact with people. So that's why it's so important that we enforce the ban against these LCCs.
Right, and I think in Pahala, I think that served like 1,400 people, according to this report.
Yes, there were more than 160 properties that were served by four of these LCCs. So for the Pahala community, there was actually a congressional earmark way back in 2005. So Congress actually passed part of one of their budget bills to give the County of Hawaii funds to deal with LCCs. And the County of Hawaii elected to spend the money to upgrade the system at Pahala. So because it was an earmark from Congress, that is what triggered for EPA the NEPA process, which is the National Environmental Policy Act. So whenever a federal agency, including EPA, does a major project that could impact the environment, we have to go through the NEPA process. And for the Pahala case, that means the first step of that is doing an environmental assessment. And so we completed the EA recently, along with the County of Hawaii. They are our co-sponsors in this. And it's the environmental assessment that we have recently posted on our website for public comment. So we want folks to know it's a very lengthy document, over 300 pages, but anything you would like to know about the project will be discussed in that EA. And it's available on EPA's website and also on the Office of Environmental Quality Control's website. Whenever a project like this goes forward, citing where the location of the treatment plant is an important aspect, and that's something that we look at very carefully. So all of those aspects have been looked at and described in the EA. We've closed a lot of cesspools, and there are many ways that you can upgrade from a cesspool. In some places, you can put in a septic system. In some places, you can connect to some other kind of wastewater treatment plant. These communities, and EPA doesn't specifically tell the owners what to do. We just tell them they need to come into compliance, which means they have to close the LCC and come up with a legal way of treating the sewage. In these two cases, the County of Hawaii felt like the best way to deal with it is to build these treatment plants that would deal with the sewage there in those communities. And that's why it's important that the public gets involved in looking at the EA for the Pahala site. But also, I wanted to mention that there is a slightly different process going forward for the Na'alehu site. The County of Hawaii will be doing a similar process, similar to NEPA, where they look at various sites for the location for the treatment plant and ask for public comment. That one is lagging a little bit behind the Pahala one. So that document will probably be coming out maybe a year from now. And similar to what we're doing in Pahala, the community will have an opportunity to comment on that document at the time.
And you have a team that's coming out here in November to do some work. Explain that.
Well, there's a couple of things going on. First of all, and very importantly, the environmental assessment document is out on the street now for public comment, and it closes on October 23rd. But in addition to that, the state is going to sponsor a public meeting on October 10th. So if people have an interest in the Pahala treatment plant, I encourage them to go to the public meeting on the 10th.
Okay, and then what's the team coming to Hawaii for in November?
So that's a separate project that we're involved with. We are going to do a training for the Department of Defense on all kinds of environmental laws. We did a similar one in California a couple of months ago, so we're kind of bringing our training program out to DOD.
Okay. And then I know we've got a situation here because we've had a number of natural disasters or near hits with our hurricanes, and you know very well because your trip was, I think, canceled as a result of one of our storms. But with some of the homes, I think, that may have been destroyed, so these homes were on cesspools, and, you know, if they're trying to rebuild, I guess the thing is, well, do we say, all right, you've got to build, but according to the rule book?
Yeah, this would be an excellent time for those residents to upgrade to a septic system. And we really encourage folks that are in that predicament to talk to HDOH about what the legal mechanisms are. But really, folks should not be reinstalling LCCs because, like I said, that's basically a hole in the ground and does not provide treatment.
Right, and some of these homes may be along the coast, which might be more of a threat.
Exactly. We are concerned about sewage that gets into the coastal waters. It can obviously impact beaches and folks that are swimming and surfing in the beach.
Is there a system where homeowners or property owners could try and get an exemption from something like this if their home or property was wrecked during a storm?
Not that I am aware of. But I think that HDOH probably is the first place that a phone call should be made about options. They are the ones that have to approve upgraded systems, so they know a lot about it, and they're a good place to go.
Okay, so if folks have any questions, Department of Health is where
exactly.
They should start. Okay. Anything else that you want to share just about, you know, our situation out here in Hawaii, just because I know, I think we were the last state allowing homes with cesspools to be built?
Yes, it's really interesting that we have very few cesspools on the mainland. We have a few. Sometimes we've found them, but not nearly as much as in Hawaii. So it, for whatever reason, was a very common construction in the islands. And as I said, they've been banned since 2005, so we would really like to see the end of LCCs in the islands. It's better for people and it's better for the environment.
Okay. Yeah, and then you don't want to have to kind of hit them with the big stick, right?
Exactly. We really don't like to do that. So we would love it if we could not find any more LCCs. I know it's a big deal, especially if you are a resident. But, you know, they have now been banned for over 13 years, and we just really have to bite the bullet and get to better systems.
That was Kathleen Johnson of the EPA's Region 9 talking about a plan to replace a large community cesspool on the Big Island. A public meeting on the project will be held October 10th by the Department of Health. Testimony will be received until October 23rd. For links to the environmental report, head to our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.